This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
All right, so Don Lee was talking about NAFTA a little bit up top. Without putting too fine a point on it, the future of free trade in North America has about a week to get figured out. It's less than a week, actually. House Speaker Paul Ryan said the other day Congress needs the details of what NAFTA 2.0 is going to look like if the White House wants to get it through both chambers of the legislature by the end of the year. There is a whole long timeline for this stuff, a 90-day notification period the president has to give Congress before he signs a trade deal. The full text of the agreement has to be made public for a month after that, other random time for review and analysis. But here's the deal. It's less than a week. Now, late this afternoon, Reuters reported that this week's round of negotiations has ended without a deal, but with a promise to get together again soon before Thursday. So, Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at how they might get from here to there.
Nothing motivates quite like a deadline. Just ask any trade negotiator or reporter for that matter. But just as true, it's always the toughest issues that negotiators settle last.
We've seen them drilling down on a couple of important issues, and that's very good.
Laura Dawson, director of the Canada Institute at the Wilson Center.
But two or three important issues do not get you to the finish line by the 17th.
Negotiators have claimed progress on one of their thorniest issues, which deals with auto parts. But it's not resolved yet. And then there are still other big, complicated issues like intellectual property protections, how disputes are resolved, how much dairy farmers can sell to Canada. Susan Aronson is a research professor at George Washington University.
They may well agree to a NAFTA in principle, but I don't see how they can possibly achieve to a full NAFTA.
Meaning negotiators may have the outlines of a deal, but have to fill in the details later, since they still have a month before they're required to release the full text of the agreement. Or, Aronson says, they could narrow the scope, tackle fewer issues.
A lean NAFTA as opposed to a comprehensive update of NAFTA.
Thing is, because these are closed-door negotiations, we don't know exactly how far apart the sides are. Dan Eikenson with the Cato Institute is actually cautiously optimistic.
All this horse trading can happen, you know, over the course of one day because everybody's plans are aligned. As long as they achieve agreement on the major issues, then they can balance out the gives and the takes with these less important issues.
If negotiators don't come to an agreement in time, they'll face passing their new NAFTA through a new Congress, which could be less friendly to the deal. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.